Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today we are talking with Amy Fatula. Amy is an associate teaching professor, the academic fieldwork coordinator, and a faculty advisor in the occupational therapy program at Penn State Dubois. Amy, thanks so much for being here for today's Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Well, thank you for having me.
To start, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional history.
Sure. You already introduced me with my titles. So yeah, those are accurate. I have been, I guess on the personal side, I have been a resident of Dubois for about 29 years since I married my husband, George, into the Fatula family.
And that's familiar name in Dubois.
So we do have two children who were raised here in Dubois. They both moved away, and we also now have a daughter-in-law and a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So we find our life taking us outside of Dubois a little bit more, more these days. But a little bit about my professional background. I did get a bachelor's degree from Penn State, as well as my associate degree in occupational therapy here from Penn State Dubois. Mm-hmm. So that's what's brought me into the field of occupational therapy. And then over the years, I worked at Dubois Regional Medical Center from when I graduated until 2012. And I started teaching at Penn State Dubois in 2007 in a part-time capacity.
Right.
And then I went into the full-time role in 2012.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, would you please give us an overview of what it is you do in your various roles in the occupational therapy program at Penn State Dubois?
Sure. We are an accredited healthcare program, which makes us a little different than a program like if you go to get a degree in math or something like that.
Right.
We have a very strict curriculum that we must follow. So as a faculty member, it's important that I am involved in that, in following that curriculum and that accreditation. I look at classroom performance, obviously. As a faculty member, I am responsible for teaching courses. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned in my intro, I am the academic fieldwork coordinator, which means I am responsible then for the clinical experiences the students have outside of the classroom.
Okay.
So that starts even from day one. I work with students planning those. And then you also mentioned about me being an academic advisor.
Right.
So I have that role as well in helping students progress through the program in a timely manner, making sure they're getting the right courses, and they're doing well academically. So I kind of wear three hats, I guess, if you want to say, you know, in that realm.
Sure.
Over at campus.
Yeah.
Our field work has what we call level one, which is while they're in the classroom, they're also doing some field work. And then we have what we call level two field work, which is the last semester of their curriculum. And that's full time off campus. So my roles in those two different types of field work, you know, look different, mm-hmm. but it's a continual process throughout the 2.5 years that they're a student.
Sure. I understand. Now, mm-hmm. let's get a little more detailed about the actual program, the occupational therapy program at Penn State Dubois. What kind of material is covered in the academic studies, and mm-hmm. what kind of degree is available, especially locally, and what are those fieldwork opportunities that you've been talking about?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. We have a really well-established program at Penn State Dubois. It's a little different, once again, than some other academic programs. Ours is a 5-semester associate degree.
All right.
Most programs are 2 years or 4 semesters.
Sure.
So ours is 71 credits. They go over 5 semesters, and they graduate in December of the year. Students graduate in May. So yeah, they go a little bit longer. But like I said, that 5th semester is that off-campus clinical field work.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, it is an associate degree, which earns you the occupational therapy assistant title. There are other degrees that you can obtain, a master's degree and a doctorate degree, but those obviously are not offered through Penn State at this point.
Yeah.
In our 2 years when you're on campus, the first year is very heavy in your general education background type courses. Specifically, the first 2 semesters you take anatomy and physiology 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Those are key courses that students really need to focus on. We don't get very deep into occupational therapy at that time. They have some intro courses each semester, but really we need to make sure they get that anatomy and physiology taken care of. And then because in occupational therapy, we look at not only physical aspects of the person, but we look at the mental and cognitive aspects as well. students also have to take a psychology course, mm-hmm. a human development family studies course. And then in order to just earn a Penn State degree, you need things like math and English and arts and humanities. Right. So those are embedded in that first year. But then as a student progresses into their second year, that's when we get heavy into the occupational therapy. So pretty much the whole second year is occupational therapy courses, both in the classroom and then, like I said, that level one field work where we go for experiences out into the community. I go with the students on those level one experiences. We call it faculty directed. Mm-hmm. And what those kind of look like right now, they vary depending on availability. But right now in the fall semester, I take the students out on more pediatric based experiences. We've been going over to Senclair Preschool. Oh. Just across the railroad yeah. tracks from campus there. And we've also been going next door to Dubois Area High School into the special education department there. My students get to engage with both the preschool students and the high school students and understand what that means, you know, working with that population. And then the second semester of their second year, the level one field work, we do two experiences. One is where I take we focus on dementia or Alzheimer's, and we have been lucky enough, we've been able to go up to Christ the King Manor to their memory support unit, and the students do weekly experiences with the mm-hmm. residents there. And then the second part of that level one field work is adult physical disabilities. So we're looking at, you know, OT focuses a lot on hands and hand sure. therapies. We look at that. And then just general physical well-being. Can somebody take care of themselves, dress themselves, bathe themselves, cook their own food? And so we've been able to go over to Penn Highlands yeah. and be embedded within their OT department. So that's kind of that first 2 years. And then, like I said, that fifth semester is the level two field work, and I place students for 2 8-week experiences, and they have to be different, and they're with clinicians 40 hours a week with me at a distance, but they're one-on-one with a clinic. So for example, you know, around here students might go to any of the Penn Highlands facilities, any of the area nursing homes, school-based. We do work with kids in schools, so they might be in that way. I try to make students' experiences be geographically appropriate to where they want to be, you know, want to live at home. Some students like to go away because maybe they plan on moving in the future. Mm-hmm. So I've placed students all across the country. I've had a student one time in Hawaii. I've had a student in Florida. I tell people I plan field work. I'm not a travel concierge, but my job is to get students where they want to be and make sure they get the right settings that make sense for their future and being successful. And real quick, getting back to in class, the type of topics we cover, we look at courses in adaptations and assistive technology or devices. We have courses in professionalism, management and ethics, physical disabilities, child and adolescent disabilities, mental health, clinical documentation. That's a big part of our job. Group dynamics, because at times we do group activities with individuals. And these courses, like I said, are all classroom-based, but we have a really beautifully newly remodeled classroom and lab where it's all one space. We have a simulated hospital room area. We have a simulated home bathroom set up so we can work on those things while we're having lecture. We can also be doing the hands-on in the classroom as well. So it's a really well-developed, like I said, program. And in addition to the curriculum things, we also do service learning activities where we take students out and just do things that are good for the students and good for the community. So we've gone over to like St. Michael's Terrace here in town and done like a fall prevention program. We offer a program for students called CarFit. Our other faculty member credentials the students. And CarFit is where you look to see if a senior citizens fit in their cars. Mm. Are their mirrors adjusted? Are their seats in the right position? Just things like, are their turn signals working and things like that. And we make sure that we don't look at their driving, but we want to make sure they're safe in their car to be able to drive. So those are some community things we do as well.
That is absolutely fascinating and quite the educational experience with the program. So let's get personal a little bit and talk about your journey, Amy. Okay. What is it that inspired and motivated you to be involved in this kind of work? We talked about your history a little bit, and you have an extensive history in that. So how did you become involved in occupational therapy, and how did you become involved in the Penn State program specifically?
Sure. You know, it might sound cliche, but I knew growing up I wanted to get into healthcare of some sort. And right out of high school, not knowing where I was heading, I did, get my degree in biology from Penn State. And that's a degree where you need something else with it. Yeah. There's just not biology jobs out there. So you need something else. So at the time, I married my husband. He was finishing physical therapy school, and we knew we were coming back to Dubois. Or he was coming back to Dubois. I was coming to Dubois. And at that time, Penn State Dubois had just opened the occupational therapy assistant program. And in talking to individuals at the hospital actually at the time was shorthanded in that. And they were like, you know, it would be great if you would consider that. So I went over to the campus. It was a nice transition because I had most of my credits from Penn State already. I got heavy just taking the courses in occupational therapy. And like I said, then began working at Dubois Regional Medical Center. Knowing that occupational therapy was, I liked the hospital side of it, but at the time didn't realize until I really got engaged with it how broad the field of occupational therapy is. Mm-hmm. As I just mentioned earlier, we work with individuals from birth to death.
Yeah.
In all settings, like I said, hospitals, nursing homes, outpatient, home health, and like I said, even schools with little children. So once I really got a grasp on what that field looks like, I fully appreciate it now that, and I have been able to, like, through working at the hospital, since we are since the hospital is community-based, I was able to do all the settings, home health, outpatient, inpatient, and I enjoyed that variety and being able to do that. And then around 2005, I got interested in getting into what we call seating and mobility or wheelchair specialization, because we look at mobility of clients. Mm-hmm. And so I obtained a specialty certification. It's called an assistive technology professional. And I was able to get more involved in giving clients specialized services in that area. And Penn State Dubois found out, and they were like, can we bring our students over to learn more about that?
Yeah.
So I kind of was like a little guest speaker for the OTA program. And then in 2007, they needed somebody to help with labs on campus. And they kind of called on me because I already had that engagement with the campus. And then it just took off from there.
Yeah.
I did realize I did enjoy that teaching side of things. And in order to teach full-time at Penn State, you do need a master's degree, which I didn't have at that time. So I did pursue then and obtained my master's in adult education. And so that allowed me then to transition into that full-time position in 2012. And I do miss the clinical side of things at times, but I really do enjoy the academic part of it. And I have, I really enjoy that level one fieldwork where I get to go with the students out and still be engaged with the populations that we would typically be working with, just not from the clinical, you know, being a staff member at the facility.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And Amy, as we close our time together, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked everybody that we've talked with at Penn State Dubois, and that is, share what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of serving at Penn State Dubois.
Right. I mean, I guess you can say I've been a Penn Stater since 1991, since I started my college career. So it's kind of just been continual since that point. So I've enjoyed all my opportunities from being a student to being an alumnus and now to being a faculty member. I would hope most faculty would say they really enjoy and are motivated by the student success that we see. And I would absolutely agree with that. But I am also proud of the impact our program specifically and our campus in general has had on the community. And I see that, you know, we see it through these interviews, through, you know, publications and just activities that the campus offers, that our campus has had a big impact on the local community. And through the service learning and things we do with our students, you know, I can really see the impact that we've had. And I think that's the biggest takeaway is, like you said, our campus is small but mighty, and, and we are doing great things
Absolutely.
In the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Amy, for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.